The sound of the bells of Mexico City's cathedral during Holy Week mixes with the chants of protesters from one of Mexican Catholicism's most uncomfortable offshoots, the rapidly expanding cult of La Santa Muerte, or Saint Death. "We are believers, we are not criminals," they chant, angry at the demolition by soldiers last month of 35 Santa Muerte chapels near the northern border. They were bulldozed because of the cult's association with drug traffickers.
"We want the people of Mexico and the world to understand who the followers of the Santa Muerte are, and that we are not the criminals that they say we are. She has done many miracles for us all, myself included."
Santa Muerte priest David Romo called the faithful to protest on Palm Sunday, Good Friday and Easter Sunday in the name of religious freedom, warning of a holy war if the acts of repression against the Santa Muerte cult continue. His is actually a notably tame faction within the cult that, aside from attracting the odd drug lord, holds particular appeal to the masses of Mexicans who live on the fringes of danger and legality, as religious scholar Bernardo Barranco explains.
"The Santa Muerte is a cult that is expanding fast because of the conditions of insecurity and violence and the culture of anxiety that Mexicans today are immersed in. This translates into a state of mind and a search for explanations and identity, and the Santa Muerte offers these to large sectors of the population, to people who have been excluded from the system of globalization and modernization, and who find in the Santa Muerte a way of explaining their lives."
The Santa Muerte is usually represented as a female version of the Grim Reaper. Sometimes she has long flowing robes, sometimes a crown, often dollars are stuck to her clothing. Devotees rarely go anywhere without some personal image with them. It could be a tiny amulet around their neck or a tattoo across their back. On the first march, a motley collection of adepts from the hardest barrios of the capital walked through the centre of town, carrying their statues with them. They also carried stories of miracles done and favours wanted equally close to their hearts. Sergio Hernandez, a 24-year-old toilet cleaner, remembers how his faith became unshakable when he was found innocent of car stealing.
"I thought I was going to be in jail for some time, so I started to ask my skinny one, the Santísima Muerte, for the chance to be out in the street again, and that's what happened. When the verdict came, they said I was free. These are things that make you really, truly believe in her." "Everything good in my life, I owe to her and to God."
Fernando Ramirez, with his bright green gelled Mohican and his impressive tattoos, carried an image made by his brother in jail. He credited the Santa Muerte for keeping food on his children's plate as the economic crisis sets in.
"The truth is that right now, the miracle that Santa Muerte has done for me is to keep me in work. And that is why we're here. That is why we're devoted to her, because we can ask her for what we really need, and she delivers."
As well as miracles performed, devotees of the Santa Muerte again and again stress that she does not discriminate. They mean it in the sense that she excludes no one from her congregation, whether because of their dress code or their morality, but also in the sense that in the end, no one can escape that final close encounter. For Isidro Pastrana, a cross-dressing cook who went on the march carrying a papier-mâché scythe, this, in the end, is the most important thing about the cult.
"We believe in God first, and after God the Santa Muerte, because death exists, and one day, whether you believe in her or not, she will come for you."